This week, Zagat's released its 32nd annual restaurant survey guide. Years ago, Zagat's was one of the few places to go for advice on navigating the city's 24,000 or so eateries. But with the arrival of websites like Urban Spoon, Menu Pages, and Yelp, there's now lots of competition in the restaurant advice business. So how do you choose the right guide to help you choose the place to eat? WNYC's Ilya Maritz hit the streets to find out.
Ryan Hodson takes the super geek approach. She's a video blogger and an ex-New Yorker who now visits the city frequently from Virginia. And she says new programs for smartphones have completely changed the way she finds places to eat and drink.
Oh, my God, yeah.
For example,
just like, okay, we're in Washington Square. We want to get some coffee.
Hodson
okay.
whips out her iPhone, calls up an application called Yelp, types in the word coffee, and
okay,
dozens of nearby options pop up, complete with reviews written by users.
Okay, let's go over there. You know, I mean, you could just walk around, but, you know, if you're not here that frequently, it makes a huge difference.
And what about people who live in New York? At lunchtime in Washington Square Park, there are a few tech geeks like Hodson. A larger number search websites at their computer terminals at home or at work before they head out. Books, magazines, newspapers still have their supporters, too. But the most popular ways of choosing restaurants?
Word of mouth.
Zarina Block lives in Manhattan. So does Lloyd McNeil.
I just walk around and look. I don't ask for advice.
Many people say rather than face a seemingly limitless array of choices, they prefer to stick to places they already know. And research suggests it may be smart to start out small. Sheena Iyengar is a professor at Columbia Business School and author of the book The Art of Choosing. She recently conducted a study with real New Yorkers sitting in two groups in front of the Zagat's website. One group had a lot of choices and as much time as they wanted. The other group had just a few options and only 3 minutes to choose a restaurant. Who ended up happier? The people who had to make a decision fast.
When they had more choice, they ended up getting confused by the choices.
And often regretting the choices they made. But if less choice means more satisfaction, how do you limit yourself when you have 24,000 options? Iyengar offers this method from her own personal experience eating out with her husband. First, they select a neighborhood. Then, Iyengar's husband takes out his smartphone and starts checking all the nearby options.
I always say, okay, we're going to spend exactly 30 minutes. At the end of those 30 minutes, you just pick the one you thought was the best. I'm not going to be walking around for the next hour, an hour and a half, because I do think that can get a little ridiculous.
Sometimes, you just got to make a decision and eat. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.